Thanks for looking at my poster. I'm Penelope Mitchell, PhD student in the Lab for Location Science in the Department of Geography at the University of Alabama. This poster provides an overview of research leveraging GIS to offer a more sophisticated depiction of spatial access to medication for opioid use disorder, MOUD, treatment facilities, and provider locations across the U.S. at census tract level. Figure 1 in the methods section displays the data inputs and general workflow to obtain the accessibility values. We utilized a gravity-based variant of the enhanced two-step floating catchment area model as a framework and used previously published willingness to travel distances for patients visiting opioid treatment programs to model the population distance decay and establish the threshold distance at which treatment is no longer considered accessible. The accessibility results were then analyzed using the Geddes or G-star local spatial clustering statistic to find statistically significant spatial clusters of high or low access. These results were then compared to a four-class rurality status to determine if accessibility is independent of urban and rural status. We found that MOUD cold spots have a highly significant statistical association with rurality, and conversely, hot spots are associated with urbanicity. The presence of low-low clusters of opioid treatment programs more than triples when going from urban tracts to large rural. And likewise, for buprenorphine providers, low-low access more than doubles when going from urban to large rural. This research presents an essential step towards systematically locating MOUD resources in problematic low-access areas, as effective allocation cannot take place without an adequate understanding of spatial accessibility to treatment resources. The methods presented here could enable policymakers to make intelligent, data-driven resource allocation decisions, which may offer a significant advance toward overcoming the opioid epidemic.